It's a friendly way of stalking on the web.
20% marketing budget for retargeting for stalking. All right, what's going on, guys? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios, remote studio all the way in LaGrange, Georgia. We're back here. Jose, I got you today. Jose Luis had a question. And here goes the question.
Hola, when it comes to retargeting or remarketing ads, you mentioned that you can also clone an audience when it comes to the buyer list building and of your sales flow. Absolutely. When you create content for investor and buyer, for example, capture that audience with Facebook and Google AdWords pixels, correct? Then re-engage them with even more value. Can you tell me what you mean by that? And can you give me an example? Are you talking about creating ads on Facebook and Google as well?
All right, so that's a fantastic question, and I'm glad you asked that question again, because honestly, I always assumed that everybody should just, you know, get that, but it's not always that easy. But I'm going to try to break it down today, and then today in this video I'm going to show you some examples as well. How's that? Fair? Cool. So first of all, retargeting or remarketing, some people call it retargeting, some people call it remarketing, depends on what platform you're on, it's such a beautiful thing that the internet has invented, or you know, the power of internet is invented, and it's a beautiful thing, and I want to explain to you why it's something that I think at the very minimum, see how much you should be investing in this, okay? We're talking about at least 20% of your marketing budget should be going into it. I mean, Neil Patel says,
right now I'm spending roughly $200,000 a month on paid advertising for my personal blog, and out of that $200,000 budget, roughly $40,000 of it is going towards retargeting. It's that effective.
But then when he said that, I'm like, wait, 40, 200, 4, 20, 1 to 5. Oh, 20%. Duh, right? So you can think about that as probably one of the ways you can practice the 80-20 Pareto principle in your business. Because honestly, everybody that comes to your website, they're not going to buy. But you can increase the chances of people buying on your website by simply setting up retargeting for your website. So even if you're into SEO, search engine optimization, and people are finding your website organically, meaning they search for something on Google and voila, your website pops up, even if that's what you're doing, many of them, right, more than 90% or 99% of them will not buy. You can expect, again, these are numbers that I kind of have from experience already, but it's good to have Neil confirming them. You can expect only about 1 to 3 out of 100 buying from you if you've done everything right in terms of conversions, in terms of sales funnel, in terms of copywriting. You can expect probably no more than 3 out of every 100 buying.
On the high end, you're lucky if 5 out of 100 people who come to your website buy. Realistically, 1 to 3 out of 100 are going to buy, the rest aren't.
You can improve that to 10 out of every 100 over time by simply having retargeting, remarketing type of campaign set up for your website. That means, what that simply means is that every time somebody hits your website, either they buy or not, platforms such as Google, Facebook, and so many other platforms out there will drop a simple identification cookie on their browser, on their IP address, on their profiles, and now you're able to show them ads into the future, even if they don't give you their email address. You're able to simply stalk them around the website, around the internet, okay? So think about it this way. You went to an Amazon page, you wanted to purchase some flip-flops, right? Something simple, flip-flop, right? Or eBay.com does that a lot too. And you got there and you noticed that, you know, something happened. The baby came into the room or something like that. you had to go, you were last minute, you had to go to a scheduled interview, you shut off that page, you shut off the laptop, but now you came back tomorrow to the website, to another website entirely, and you're now seeing ads on the right-hand side for that product. Not only that, you're now seeing a discounted price just trying to get you to buy for that same product. From a marketing standpoint, that's some really, really brilliant thing, right? That's called retargeting. You can set that up for your business, and you should, yes, allocate some budget to that, because these people can now, because they've shown interest already before, there's a higher chance they're going to buy now, especially that you're giving them a better offer. Think about it that way, right? Especially now that you're giving them a better offer. So it's a really, really cool thing to have in your business. There's another side of retargeting and remarketing. Not only can they retarget the same people that visited your website, see, what they've done is that they've stored an audience. They created a list of audience on their platform. Facebook, I'm talking about, when I say they, Facebook, Google, advertising platforms that allow retargeting, right? They have a list of all those people that visited your website. They can now take that list and recreate another list. I call it clone, right? On Facebook, they call it lookalike audience, okay? Essentially, people that have the same interest. How do they track that? Because when you go on Facebook or any of these platforms, you indicate certain interest by simply clicking like on certain people's content, or you click like on somebody's webpage, on a product webpage. All those things essentially allows Facebook to create a profile that it can match across board, across all 3 billion users, and they'll find a 2 million, as much as you want, but starting from 2 million, 1.9 million, 2 million people that have similar interest, and now they call it lookalike audience on Facebook. On Google, they call it similar audience. Same concept. And yeah, now you can market to those people, completely as cold traffic, but knowing that they have the same interest as people that have taken action on your website. Does that make sense? So that's what that is. So right now, since I've explained what that is, see, back in the days, that was very hard to do, okay? Essentially, the only way you could do that is make sure you capture email address so you can continue to follow up with people. You know, the truth of the matter is that people, there's, you know, like nail cell in the clip, people need about 7 exposures to your business before they're even remotely thinking they may buy from you.
Have you heard of the rule of 7, in which people see your name, your company brand, your product or service 7 times, and then they're much more likely to buy? Well, that is really the case. And that rule exists because marketers all over the world have noticed that the more people see your product or brand, the more likely they are to convert and buy.
And in spite of that, you still have 1 to 3 out of only 1 to 3 out of 100 that will buy from you. But that 1 to 3 out of 100 is really all you need to create a profitable business, by the way. If your pricing is right, if your product is right, you will make money. And some of those rest of them will buy later, you know, if you have a proper follow-up segmentation of marketing pieces going out to those people, right? But beyond that, we're talking about now. How do you get more people to buy now? How do you orchestrate more people buying right now? Again, that's retargeting and that's remarketing, okay? And now you can even clone that and create a lookalike audience on Facebook or a similar audience on Google, and you can now remarket to those people that have engaged with your content once upon a time, or people that they have the same profile as people. I mean, that's really, really some artificial intelligent stuff. You can agree with that. So people need about 7 exposures before they can even remotely think about doing business with you. So how do you expose them more and more? I mean, with email marketing, then we start to have issues with email ending up in spam box and things like that. Now you don't have to really worry too much about that, not as much as you would without retargeting. Now you can retarget them legitimately, legally stalk them in a friendly way, of course, right? On Facebook, on Google, on other websites that would allow ads on their website, okay? You can retarget all these people all over for a limited amount of time. I always suggest for a limited time, because again, if you You know, some people don't do it limited. They just keep doing it. You know, as long as you have a set budget, you know, most of the people that I've seen do it, most of the marketing gurus I've seen do it, they dedicate about 20% of their marketing budget to just showing ads over and over to people that keep coming back. If they keep coming back, at some point, they will buy. And that's just how business works. So that's the beauty of retargeting and remarketing. So right now, let me take you inside so we can show you an example of what that looks like. See you soon.
Wow, so that Subway was really, really, really good. All right, so let me show you what kind of justice I did to that Subway. As a matter of fact, let me show you. Check this out. See, it was really, really good. All right, but yeah, I want to show you, I want to bring you into retargeting and show you example of retargeting. And a lot of the ads you will see on my Facebook page is essentially retargeting, okay? This is Facebook Advertising Ads Manager platform, okay? This is Facebook Ads Manager. Let's see here. A couple of things you need to have in place. You need to have your own website, okay? On that website, you need to install the network, the ad network pixels. All right, see pixel right here. The pixels is essentially a little snippet of code that retargeting ad network will give to you, and all you have to do is put it in the header. If you don't know what all those things are, then you should you probably should be on the inside of Empire Traffic Academy, because I go through that step by step. Okay, all right, so let's see here. Facebook pixel. And then it pops up, and then you can let's see here. I think there's one here. So if I go under, so the pixel, let's see here, the custom conversion. So in order to track custom conversions on your website, to track visitors on your website, or to build an audience, you need to have that pixel on your website, okay? That's the simplest way I can explain it within the scope of this video. But just know that there's a little code, okay, that will be given to you, and that code needs to be placed on your website. A code is called pixels. I'm actually trying to see if I can show you an example of it right now. It's something you install once and you never have to come back to it, and that's why you see, you probably notice that I'm scrambling a little bit to find where it is. So we'll go under audience. We probably can find it under audience. Let's see here. It's a little snippet of code, and you know, like computer language type of stuff that you don't really need to understand. You just need to know how to copy and paste it on your in your website code, okay? So let's see here. We're gonna find it. Let's see under here. Not that one. Let's see. Probably not there. All right. So you and I, we're gonna find it together. See. So and more importantly, I want you to understand that what I understand is just the concept. Once I know what I want, all I need to know how to navigate the computer to find it. Now you know that you need to find the pixel code. See, pixel code, right? And it says people, right? Assign assets. Let's see, where would I find the pixel code? So this one says pixel. Let me see if I can click on that. Takes me to the pixels. So I can see the code and show you what it looks like. It takes me back to where I was before, by the way. Okay. And then let's see at the bottom, page view. No, it's not clickable. Pixel installation complete. It says it's complete because I already have it installed. But can you please show it to me at least? Let's see, create custom audience. I can create custom audience. Setup. Okay, I think we found it. Use an integration or tag manager manual, install the code. There you go. This code right here is the pixel code, okay? And this is it, okay? When I click on that, it copies into my clipboard, and I need to paste that on, see, Facebook pixel code. Google has the same thing, you know, they have a similar code that you can, you know, if you're on your, now if this sound all too technical for you, it's because you're not a member of Empire Traffic Academy. That's why. Okay, I break it down simple step by step that anybody, even a fifth grader, can follow. Okay, inside of Empire Traffic Academy. If you want access to that, you can go to my empirepro.com/join if you're not a member of that yet. Okay, so here I'm going to say AdWords. Okay, AdWords is essentially the ads manager for Google. Okay, now I need to log in. Hopefully my password hasn't changed. If it did, I will have to reset it later. Okay. All right, cool. It hasn't. I'm logged in. All right, so AdWords is essentially just like Facebook Ads Manager. That's for Google, right? As you can see, I don't have any ads running at the moment. But essentially the same thing. You need to grab a code called the, I think it's called Pixel here as well. I think, and let's see. Under the wrench here. Mm-hmm. So anytime you see a wrench, it essentially means settings. Oh, excuse me. And you can use the track conversion or track audience manager. Okay, that's where I build my audience. So if I want to market to a list of people that have visited my website, within the last 30 days, I can set that up here. Very easily. Okay, as you can see, I have similar to returning visitors in the past 30 days. That's what this means. Okay, and it builds an audience for you that you can market to. Okay, so this one says similar to download confirmed. That means people that have downloaded my book, now I have 100,000 to 300,000 people that have similar profile to that I can target. But yeah, beyond that, let me go show you what it looks like, what those ads look like on Facebook, okay, and how to check if somebody is actually retargeting you based on retargeting or based on a similar audience. They've identified your profile as somebody similar to somebody that has taken action on their website before, right? So this is a sponsored ad from Frank Kern, who is actually one of the godfathers of modern day internet marketing. What you need to do, once you're on Facebook on a desktop like this, you click that little three dots over there. That gives you option, and you can click on why am I seeing this, right? And then it will tell you how they're targeting you. Okay, so it says one reason you're seeing this ad is Franklin wants to reach people who may be similar to their customers. So he took data. You know, he collects, he built an audience of people that have bought his product, and somehow, some way, Facebook has identified my profile as similar to people who have purchased from Frank Kern already. Okay, and that's how. So they built that audience for him, and he can market to that audience. Okay, so audience on Facebook. Let me show you what my audience on Facebook look like. Okay, my audiences. Okay, so I have quite a few audiences that I've built over time, in a short period of time that I've had this account, and I market to them based on what I'm doing at the point in time. As you can see, join the academy page has fewer than 1,000. Okay, but it's ready. That means somebody has bought something. Okay, so now I can create a similar audience. Okay, I can select this. I'll select this, right? And I go here and say lookalike audience. I can create a lookalike audience. So on Facebook, it's called lookalike. On Google, it's called similar audience. Okay, so that's, so after creating the audience, then I can create an ad to target that audience. And that's what this ad is doing. So let's keep scrolling. Let's see if we can find another sponsored ad. And then see why. So this is WeWork. Okay, and let me see why WeWork is targeting us. I doubt if it's anything similar or anything, because I don't even know what they do. It looks like it's a workspace product. So one reason you're seeing this ad is that WeWork wants to reach people who are part of an audience created based on data provided by Oracle Data Cloud. Okay, so there are multiple other companies, okay, that provides data that you can target based on income, based on so many things. including lookalike or retargeting, meaning they visited your website. So the fact that they visited your website is one of the criteria inside of the ad set. Okay, instead of an ad set, when you're setting up an ad, if you don't know what an ad set is, again, you haven't gone through my 6 weeks masterclass, Empire Traffic Academy. Okay, it's only $10. So go ahead, go to my empirepro.com/join and take advantage of it. All right, so let me see if I can find another example here. That's Trump. So that's not an ad. Let's keep it. So this you can do this for ads that's showing on the news feed. This is an ad right here, Marketing Funnel Academy. So let's see what this is about. Why am I seeing this ad? Right? And wants to reach people interested in Frank Khan. Okay, so that's a targeting, okay? So Facebook allows you to target people that are liking other people's page, okay? That's why they do it. So they can sell this audience to other people. So you can target other people's audience. You can target your own audience. It's like the easiest thing ever. Retargeting specifically, though, is what I'm looking for right now, which means I've visited somebody's website, and now that person is showing me ads to come back, right? Here's another person, Alex. Why am I seeing this ad, Alex? To reach people interested in Ty Lopez. This is basic targeting of other people's audience. That's what that is, okay? All right, so now Ty Lopez is such an almost mainstream audience, so I don't know if I'll be targeting that, but why not? If it's cold traffic and then you have a proper strategy of retargeting only people that are interested, if you allocate a part of your resources, meaning your marketing budget, to that, then, let's see here. Okay, so this is not an ad. If it's not an ad, you're not going to see why am I saying this in there. Okay, so let me tell you a quick story. A friend of mine on Instagram was like, dear Instagram, dear IG, please don't show me stuff you think I need to see. I would like to see my friend's postings. Well, and I asked her, I said, she said, on my timeline. And I asked her, I said, do you think it's your timeline? This timeline does not belong to us. Let's be frank, okay? Facebook is in the business of selling ads, okay? It's an ad network, and that's what it is. So Jimmy J's, why am I saying this? Jimmy wants to reach people interested in multi-level marketing, MLM, okay? So maybe he's selling something close to that. WeWork. So he's targeting MLMers or home business owners. Let me see if I can find something similar here. Let me refresh my timeline. How about that? And as you can see, Frank Khan keeps showing on the right-hand side and in places. So retargeting and similar audience is just a fantastic way to not have to... if you can keep running a perpetual ad, which is where I'm going to be very soon. I'm actually putting some resources together right now. I'm going to be running a perpetual ad that you will see my ad over and over again. All right, so here we go. Traffic for me. It's targeting. Why am I saying this? Wants to show to... Okay, there you go. Added you to a list of people they want to reach on Facebook. So when you have a list of people's phone number if you have a list of people's phone number or their email address, let me show you. I'm going to click custom audience. Okay, no. Yeah. I'm going to click, let's see, what do I want to do here exactly? I'm going to go to audience. I think we're here in audience already. I'm going to click custom audience, okay? All right, and here, you see, these are different ways you can create audiences that you can retarget, right? Customer file, so you can upload data from your customer file, okay? Or people that have visited your website based on that code that you dump on the website, right? Facebook can track people visiting the website, and then they can show their ads to them. Or if you have an app that's already registered with Facebook, okay? Offline activity, create a list of people who interacted with your business in store by phone or through other offline channels. So if by phone, this is new, you can set this up. And engagement, people that have clicked like or comment on your content and things like that, you can retarget all of these people specifically by doing this. So customer file, if I click on that, add customers from your own file. If I click on that, see, They can identify these profiles by their email address, by their phone number, and many other, like first name, last name, zip codes, city, year of birth, date of birth, gender. They can identify these customers by simply you having the data and uploading it right here. When you upload it, Facebook will go out there and match those profiles, and then they will set up a custom audience just like this one's, and then you can market to them. If you look here right now, you see that this is a lookalike audience of people that I've downloaded, and now Facebook gave me a 2 million, right? So my own audience right here, which is membership prospects, 23,000, okay? So those are people that already know who I am, that when they see me, they're not surprised. I can retarget that all day long with my ads. Okay, very cool stuff, right? So why am I seeing this ad? They added me to a list. Okay, so that's what I wanted to share with you. Some examples right there. Many of the ads you're gonna see. Let me go to my other personal profile here, right? I'm gonna refresh this. Many of the ads you're going to see on Facebook are retargeting based on actions you've taken in the past. Sean Cannell, let's see why he's targeting me. This is one of the video guys. He teaches video marketing. Reach people who have visited their website. He's retargeting me. Okay. So, yes, I visited their website. So now they're stalking me. Okay. It's stalking me. This is a Tai Lopez product. It's stalking me as well. Let me see. I can see why am I seeing this ad. You put your cursor over it and you click on this and you can see why. Wants to reach 18 or older people who live where recently in the United States. Okay. So that's not a retargeting. Okay. And there are many other examples like that. Go ahead and start looking. Okay, I want you to go and do this and go to your own timeline. And I want you to come back to the video and comment. I need you to comment and tell me who else is stalking in a friendly manner or aka retargeting or remarketing you, and share that with me in the commentary. I would love to hear that. So Jose, hopefully I have answered your question here. Hopefully, okay. Why am I seeing this ad? Dean Graziosi, I can pretty much guess. Rich people interested in real estate investing. That's a good targeting. That's a targeting that I target all the time as well. All right, so that's that. Hopefully that was very useful for you to understand retargeting similar audience and remarketing a little bit better. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Click like, click share, comment below. My book, make sure you download the book. If you're brand new here and you've never seen me before, the best way to get to know me and what I bring to the table is to download the book, myempirepro.com. If you've been here and you're not a part of our mastermind team on the inside, it's only $10 and you can try it out for $1. And at this point in time that I'm shooting this video, price may increase later, okay? And you can do that at myempirepro.com/join. That's where you can do that. In the meanwhile, hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. And peace. Do you own a business? Do you want to build the business to massive profit? Learning how to generate online traffic of leads, followers, customers, and high-paid clients on demand? This is the number one reason why 95% of businesses fail and shut down in 5 years or less. Do you want to start a business from home, building your own very own empire? Then help other businesses get massive traffic of high-paying clients and profit six figures income or more in your first year. How? It's all in the book. Get the book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, at www.myempirepro.com or click the link in the description to download it. It's 100% free. In addition to that, I've got a free bonus that's worth $97. It's a 7 lessons online course that I created just for you called Smart Business Empire. Access will be delivered to your email with your free book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, www.myempirepro.com.